The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Ben Maller Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 2 to 6 Eastern, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And to find your local station for the Ben Maller Show at foxsportsradio.com, you can find it there. Or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Ben Maller Show on Fox Sports Radio.
You can eat it! As my old pal Vic the Brick would say, welcome in the beginning of another edition of the Ben Maller Show as we are in the air everywhere. Belly to belly as we take over the driver's seat, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and monolithically powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the side, the ringside for the chatter, the Fox Sports Radio studios at a secret location somewhere in the Northwoods. Hope all is well with you. We are back at it again. Still the 4th of July on the West Coast and to our brothers and sisters in Hawaii and Alaska, but for everyone else, it's on to the dreaded 5th of July, which likely means a return to normalcy. Some of us did not have any normalcy, but our lead this hour will begin, play the hits, all right? Got to play the hits. We'll begin by playing the hits. and it comes from the world of eating. July 4th, since Major League Baseball does not give a crap about July 4th, for some reason, they don't care about it. Rob Manfred, the bozo commissioner of baseball, doesn't even schedule all the teams to play. You would think this could be the event of baseball, right? NBA's got Christmas, and the NFL's got Thanksgiving, and yada, yada, yada. College football, New Year's. Even hockey does New Year's games, Winter Classic games in the NHL. But July 4th, they've got it all to themselves, and because they got a bunch of boobs running baseball, they don't put all the teams out there. So instead, the sport that matters on the 4th of July is Major League Eating. This is the showcase event of Major League Eating. It took place early in the day on Monday, the 4th of July, the signature of the World of Gluttony, the Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest, Joey Chestnut versus the world. Did you watch? Were you checking this out on a sun-soaked day? Things back to normal. Last couple of years, they were not like this because of the COVID. But they're back on Coney Island, same spot they had been for all those years prior to the last couple of years. And Joey Chestnut, did he choke? Did he have the Maller curse like some of you morons said he was going to have? No! Joey Chestnut snatching his 15th mustard belt, the highest prize in all of Major League Eating, as he scarfed down 63 hot dogs and buns before thousands of stunned fans, many of them wearing souvenir styrofoam wiener hats as they watched. In 10 minutes, 63 hot dogs and buns. It was not a record, but easily paced the competition. A teacher from Oxford, Massachusetts, Jeffrey Esper, finished in second place, 47 and a half hot dogs in 10 minutes. Hot dogs and buns, but that's only good for second place. That guy, a former powerlifter, and now he can say he finished a distant second to the greatest eater of all time, the gold standard, Joey Chestnut. So let us discuss the question, how impressive was Joey Chestnut's latest hot dog eating title, the mustard belt? So on the Maller scale of masterful, 1 to 10, with 10 being top, 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 top. This was a, I'm not going to be, you know, the over-the-top guy myself here. 77 on a scale of 1 to 10. I've got Limbaugh, McGruff, and Hybrid. And we will tie all of these things together. And that is how we are going to make this Maller monologue, just like a well-made hot dog. All right, so A, Joey Chestnut, we'll start with this. Joey Chestnut at roughly 80% of what he normally is still in a different galaxy than the entire field of hot dog consumers. And this was a powerful display of gluttony. Joey Chestnut was playing hurt. And he had the mangled leg. He was wearing the booty. He had the cast on his right leg. He had suffered a devastating ruptured tendon in the lead up to this event. You realize if he was an NBA player, he would have sat the event out for rest. Most of our professional athletes these days are Mr. Softies. They do not compete. They do not just rub dirt on it. But not Joey Chestnut. Not Joey Chestnut. Hey, realize, listen, you think I'm some NBA player where I got to take 3 months off with something like this? No. The show must go on. And he brought the moxie, he brought the gumption, all of that. And this was the Major League Eating version of a mix of historical events. You think of the bloody sock game for Curt Schilling, the Jordan flu game, the Kobe food poisoning. If you want to go in the hot tub time machine to the way, way back era, there was a football player by the name of Jack Youngblood who played an entire postseason for the LA Rams with a broken fibula. People bring up the Willis Reed game. I always get upset when people bring that up because Willis Reed hardly played in that game. That was really the Walt Clyde Frazier game, but the New York media took that to extremes. But there is no debating in the history of a competition, and this is athletic competition, testing the boundaries of the human body. Joey Chestnut did not take any days off. He refused to slow down. And he proved, you know, the late Rush Limbaugh, who was a big star at the Premier Networks, which is a partner with Fox Sports Radio, and it's all tied together. But he had the old line Rush Limbaugh had on his radio show was talent on loan from God and with half my brain tied behind my back, just to make it fair. Well, Joey Chestnut said, hey, just to make it a little more fair, what I'm going to do is put my foot in a cast. I'm going to have a ruptured tendon, and I'm still going to be the king of pigging out. I'm Porky the Pig. Look at me now, is what he said. And everyone looked at him. All right, now part B. So Joey Chestnut had the double whammy working against him. One of the really heroic performances in sport. Not only did he have that ruptured tendon, the agony of just the misery of the pain from that ruptured tendon to deal with, but the laser-like focus was interrupted by a lunatic. We live in the era of the lunatic protester, and oops, it happened again. And what did you make of Joey Chestnut taking down Lord Vader? Dressed up, he's an activist. Now, if you didn't see this, in the middle of this 10 minutes of overindulgence, some wackadoodle trying to ruin our day. Very un-American. He decided to run on stage, this loser. And he made it all about him, protesting some nonsense. And, of course, afraid to show his face with the Darth Vader mask on, this ragamuffin entered Joey Chestnut's personal space on stage, pushing the sausage-eating gangster aside. And that is when Joey Jaws decided to go McGruff the crime dog. He took a bite out of crime, is what he did. And Chestnut paused in the middle of the most important competition. He paused the marathon. He put a chokehold on Darth Vader, the evil empire. He did. Until security, who clearly didn't do their job, could catch up with his varmint and take him away. Now, there was apparently another maladjusted dope with a stormtrooper mask on who also snuck behind the stage with a sign protesting some nonsense. At least nobody glued themselves to a hot dog like at the Timberwolves game. Remember that woman glued herself to the court and a bunch of homely women running out protesting things at NBA games. All right, now the last word here. How many more years can Joey Chestnut continue this dominance? That's really the question that matters. Now, that's a great mystery of it all, because your athletic prime, and he's an athlete, make no mistake, he's an athlete, but your athletic prime ends at 32. Chestnut is an endurance athlete. And we had him on the Fifth Hour last week. Hopefully you had a chance to hear that. But he takes extraordinary mental and physical preparation, the skill set to scarf down, to test the boundaries of the human body, to eat 60-plus hot dogs in 10 minutes. He's a hybrid. Think of him like a runner, a swimmer, a biker, or a boxer. You go boxing, right? But in his world, Jaws, it's sausage, brain tacos, chicken fingers, etc. And so he spends weeks and months training his body to handle how to consume that large amount of food. And that's his life year-round. He moved, he told us on the podcast, he was living in Northern California. He moved to Indiana because he spent so much time traveling. Most of the events are on the Eastern Seaboard, so why would you be in California if most of your work is in the East Coast? And so that's where he relocated for this job. But he's 38 years old. He's not slowing down. And he had a broken leg. He had a protest distraction. He tackled Darth Vader. He still ate 15-plus more hot dogs than the nearest, closest competitor. There is a massive cushion between Chestnut that he can put a chokehold on Darth Vader, have a bad foot, and still not have anyone breathing down his neck where he's in any danger. Now, the big issue going forward is going to be the aging process and burning calories, right? You lose muscle as you get older. Every 10 years, you lose more and more, and the less muscle means the harder it is to burn calories, and so I recommend buying some kind of treadmill. But I give him at least another 10 years. There's no reason to stop. He's making a great living. He's making more money than I am and you are and all of us. And so why would you stop? And this is his gift. I believe that we all have some kind of gift that we can give the world. And Joey Chestnut's gift is to eat massive quantities of food in a very small amount of time and not have a reversal of fortune. So that's the secret sauce that the Joey Chestnut brings to the table. That's the reality of the situation.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Maller here. The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boost, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Maller. It's my last name. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly with code Maller. Again, that's code Maller only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com. That's Zyn.com to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
The North is calling. Are you going to answer the phone? Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere beside one another. As we don't have a dog in the hunt, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond, on the vast and magnificently powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the goose, the wild goose chase, the Fox Sports Radio studios at a secret location somewhere in the Northwoods. So our lead this hour comes from Pro Bouncy Ball. As the 4th of July in the rear view mirror, although we are getting reports in the late night hours that the fireworks are still going off. Our guy, the Ostrich, in D.C., he sent some video, he said, that was taken a few minutes ago, and these are Disney World-like fireworks that are being set off around D.C. at this hour. But we're going to talk some basketball, another day and another wrinkle in the Kevin Durant story. Not all is quiet. Not all is quiet on the Western Front. We've had movement, even on the 4th of July. This latest hoops du jour does not involve the Warriors. We talked yesterday about the Golden State Warriors snooping around the possibility of Durant going back to the Bay. And we talked about what the Warriors would have to trade to get Durant and whether that would make sense and all that. You can hear that in a previous episode of the show on the podcast. But have you heard the latest? Perhaps not. Every day, it's like a bad faucet, another leak. Drip, 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 drip. So we've learned the Raptors are moving on up the big board for landing Kevin Durant. This comes to us from our friends over at DraftKings, a regular advertiser on this show. DraftKings updated the trade odds, and Toronto is now said to be second on the board behind the Suns. But wait, there's more palace intrigue to this story. So the way I have been told the story is that the Suns need another team. That Brooklyn is not going to trade Durant to the Suns without a third team. So third man in. And unless another team is willing to help out and facilitate Durant going to Arizona, then that is on the back burner. The Raptors are hanging around, and according to DraftKings, they're moving on up. Now, Woj claims that the Raps are lurking in the shadows of trade conversation. So let us discuss. The question on this one's rather obvious. Would Kevin Durant be interested in playing north of the border, leaving the United States, going to Canada? Would he be intrigued by that? And this is my answer is a hearty yes. I'm nodding my head. I've got Valentine's, Honda Accord, and Brat. And we will combine all of these things together. And we are going to make Baba Ganoush is what we're going to make. All right, so number one. Kevin Durant, we have established, is what's known as a wanderer. He is a hoops gypsy. Bouncing around, bouncy, 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 bouncing around the NBA from team to team. There is no rhyme or reason for many of these movements. Durant does not use logic. There is not a direct pattern with these particular moves. Toronto makes as much sense as anywhere else in the NBA. The Raptors have a pretty good roster, and they've got a coach that has been around and is well decorated, thanks to Kawhi Leonard. They've got a nurse who's hanging out there. The national team, they're the only Canadian team. So from Vancouver to Newfoundland, they have fans. That's almost 3,000 miles of real estate. Canada gives you, if you're Durant, elite-level poutine. They give you bagged milk, maple syrup, Canadian bacon, Tim Hortons, a lot of moose, if you're interested in that, Canadian geese, all of that. Now, keep in mind, though, it's not just the Raptors roster, but Durant has sent out cryptic Valentine's Day cards over the years to Toronto. Now, what's my evidence? All right, Durant, years ago, on the Dan Patrick Show, on Fox Sports Radio, said his favorite team growing up as a kid, the team he wanted to play for, the Raptors. He said it. He said it on Fox Sports Radio years ago. Durant also said the most fun he has had playing on the road is when they go into Toronto. He said that last year. Is that a dead giveaway? We'll find out. Now, secondly, what kind of goodies would the Nets get? What kind of package would the Nets get in this North American free trade agreement situation? So a little birdie with a big beak and loose lips tells me that the Raptors would send a buffet that includes Pascal Siakam, Gary Trent Jr., and or OG and Anunoby. So those would be some. They wouldn't trade both Siakam and
Pascal Siakam.
No, that's not. No, it's Siakam. He messed that up, Marcel. But some combination of Gary Trent would be part of it. Pascal Siakam and OG and Anunoby. And that would be the trade and a bounty of scratcher tickets. And that gets you Kevin Durant, probably Seth Curry. Now, in automobile terms, you would be trading a Maserati for a Honda Accord and a Toyota Camry. Now, the Honda Accord and the Toyota Camry are both reliable automobiles. They're highly rated. But you'd be giving up the luxury, the speed of a Maserati for a couple of mid-sized vehicles. If you want to use a horse analogy, you would be sending a thoroughbred outbound if you're Brooklyn, and in return, you'd get a couple of ranch horses. Now, Gary Trent is a jag. He is just a guy. OG Anunoby is about to turn 25, and he has yet to prove that he is anything more than a good secondary player. And Pascal Siakam with the Raptors, when they had Kawhi Leonard, was an all-star level player. And he's made a second and third team All-NBA, but he's not going to turn your franchise into a regular championship contender. So that would still give the Raptors, if they make that trade, a roster that is not devoid of talent. Fred VanVleet would still be there, and either, depending on who gets traded, and Anunoby or Pascal Siakam. And guys like Scotty Barnes and Thaddeus Young and Otto Porter Jr. and whatnot to fill out the roster. All right, final point. Thumbs up or thumbs down. Will Kevin Durant ever be happy? So I'm going to go thumbs down. The mighty KD has struck out swinging on his trip around the NBA. Strike one. Was in Seattle/Oklahoma City with the Thunder. He ripped the LeBron-led super team model. He spat a loogie at the idea of playing on a super team. And then he helped form a super team with the Golden State Warriors. He then wins two titles, and things turned rancid. So that's strike two. Decided he wanted to go and do his own thing. And he chaperoned Kyrie Irving to Brooklyn. How'd that work out? Well, KD unhappy. So, again, that's strike two. So he's sitting now on an 0-2 count. And strike three is on the horizon. So the guy that got the nickname the Bohemian Baller is ready to move again. He continues to live out of a suitcase. He's living the brat life, as in a military brat, continuing this nomadic sojourn around the NBA. And you probably learned this when you were younger. Some people learn it when they're older, but there's a term called escapism. Running away from your problems, it is the race that you will never win. You can move to another city, But you're going to find the same problems you had in the other city. They'll just have different names attached to them. And Durant has yet to learn that, apparently, because he keeps bouncing around. Maybe he'll go back to the Warriors. And then he'll say, okay, that was my happy place. I want to go back. And now they're across. They're not in Oakland anymore. They're in San Francisco. But that's where I want to be. Someone might want to let Durant know that the escapism thing, not a path of success. I'm just saying. I'm just pointing that out. And some have said, well, he's not going to want to play in Toronto because when Durant got hurt in the finals a couple years back, the Toronto fans cheered the injury, and I think that is nonsense. Durant might not end up in Toronto, but he's going to not go there. The reason will not be because of the fans booing when he was in a snap, crackle, pop situation on the court. I don't buy that for a second. The good news, though, is that the Brooklyn Nets are in no hurry at all to get rid of Durant and Kyrie Irving. And so that means those of us that are looking to feed the content kitty here on Sports Radio will have plenty of time to dissect. Every day there'll be a new team tossed out. And eventually Durant will end up being traded and Kyrie will likely follow him out of town. Maybe they'll go in the same trade, but it's not going to happen right away. I'd be surprised if it does. And we're still waiting. The other big story in sports radio, Deshaun Watson. The NFL have to step in. Will that judge punish Deshaun Watson for his creepy massages? Or will she let him get away with it? Inquiring minds would like to know.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Ben Maller Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 2 to 6 Eastern, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And to find your local station for the Ben Maller Show at foxsportsradio.com. You can find it there or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the best of the Ben Maller Show on Fox Sports Radio.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Here we go!
It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree. This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
Google.
Ben, Brett Favre said Devontae Adams owed some gratitude to Aaron Rodgers and the Packers for making him the player that he is. Is Favre right?
Well, no, it was a partnership. Devontae Adams made Aaron Rodgers better. Aaron Rodgers obviously made him better. It's a two-way street. The big test is what happens now. Devontae Adams, he wanted to play with his old pal Derek Carr. He wanted to get paid. He goes to the Raiders. They were buddies at Fresno State. We are skeptical how this is going to work out. The Raiders are the third best team. But no, he doesn't have to. He doesn't owe Aaron Rodgers anything. They both helped each other out. Next!
So Jacob DeGrom dominated in his first rehab start over this past weekend. Does a DeGrom return to the Mets make them hands down the best team in the National League?
God, no, the Mets are a tinderbox. DeGrom and Scherzer are made out of glass, and there's a long way to go in the season. The Dodgers, they got Mookie Betts back now, Trey Turner, Freddie Freeman. That lineup's loaded at the top. The Mets, over the last 21 games, are 12-9. They're not exactly lighting the world on fire. Let's hold off on the Mets hyperbole. Next!
The U.S. Open social media account fired back at a Seahawks fan who said that tennis was, quote, not a sport by pointing out that the person was about to watch 17 games of Drew Lock at quarterback.
Yeah.
Ben, is this cheap shot called for?
100%. That's the kind of repartee that is exactly what social media was made for. Playground, witticism, bantering, busting balls back and forth. Absolutely. And I saw Drew Lock say, well, some intern at the U.S. Open. It was a great line. How'd we do, Koopalope?
Pass this edition.
That is a winner. Put it on the board. Yes. Cha-ching.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
And I am told now we found our contestants. So we will actually have Maller's Amount of Money. We will not be canceling the game, Maller's Amount of Money. So let's get to it right now. We mentioned hello to Dave in Israel who called up, and we also have Matt in Portland, Maine. Hello, Matt. Welcome.
Hey, how's it going?
Matt, you're going to save the game, Matt. Is this exciting?
I'm couldn't be happier.
Well, this is a big accomplishment to save a radio game show. And what brings you to the show? Why are you up at this hour?
So I just got out of work, and actually I just left the job as well.
Oh, you did? Okay. All right. What kind of work do you do?
Industrial firefighting, but I want to move into town municipal firefighting, so it was time to head on.
Oh. Does that pay better or better quality of life or something like that?
A little bit of both. Working towards a career in retirement and, you know, helping the people of Portland, Maine, all the above.
Nice. All right. Well, very good. Hold on a sec. So we'll go back to Dave in Israel. Dave, who would you like to partner up with, Dave? You can play with me, Ben, Roberto, Coop, or that other guy.
I'm going to go with the only guy that's not on those shock tools on the show. I'm going to go with Coop.
Wow. All right, Dave's going with Coop. And what about you, Matt, in Portland, Maine, the firefighter, changing jobs. Matt, who would you like to partner up with?
I'm going to take my guy, Roberto.
All right, that's the matchup. This is the Charlie Daniels edition.
That's correct.
We have the categories are long-haired country boy, the devil went down to Georgia, blue star, and a few more rednecks. And, Dave, which category do you want, Dave?
A long-haired country boy.
Long-haired country boy. That's category number one that you picked. And, Matt, which category would you like?
Let's go blue star.
All right, blue star it is. And, Dave and Coop, you're up first. We'll put 45 seconds on the clock. We need the first and last name. These athletes all rock long hair. All rock long hair for Dave and Israel. And Coop, 45 seconds on the clock. You're on your way, and go.
He is the current star on the Memphis Grizzlies.
Steven Adams.
No. point guard.
John Morant.
Yes.
John Morant.
Yep. He is a slugger for the San Diego Padres. His dad was, he hit like two grand slams in a game.
Fernando Tatis Jr.
Yes, thank you. Long-haired pitcher for the Angels, used to be with the Mets.
Noah Syndergaard.
Yes. Running back for the Broncos. He used to be on the Chargers.
Vinny Tomlinson?
No.
Melvin Gordon.
Current player for the Colorado Rockies. He's got a really long beard as well.
Charlie Blackman.
Yes.
Charlie Blackman.
All right.
That was good. I was too slow.
Coop blaming himself on that. So you got the 10, 20, 30, 40, and 60. So that is 160 points. And you didn't get through the whole board. But 160, that is the score to beat. We'll go over to Roberto, who is with Matt. From Portland, Maine, the firefighter, and you picked Blue Star as your category. So these athletes were all drafted by the Cowboys. It's the Charlie Daniels edition. We'll put 45 seconds on the clock. Matt, we need the first and last name, and you're on your way. Go.
Current running back for the Dallas Cowboys at Ohio State.
Ezekiel Elliott.
Legendary wide receiver, played with Troy Aikman.
Michael Irvin.
Legendary coach of the Lakers with Magic Johnson, currently runs the Miami Heat.
Pat Riley?
Yeah. Legendary track and field athlete. He screwed up the Star Spangled Banner.
Pass.
Legendary running back out of Pitt, University of Pittsburgh. Running back for the Dallas Cowboys, the 70s. No?
Pass.
Too tall. Nicknamed Too Tall. It was a defensive.
Ed Too Tall Jones.
Yeah, got it.
I didn't get that in. Unfortunately,
come on.
Did not beat the buzzer. Rules are rules.
No.
60 points. That's it. Only 60 points, and so that means that you're going to go again as you are trailing by 100 points. Dave, in Israel, and Coop have 160. Roberto and Matt have only 60. And so the other categories, Matt, you got to pick again. We have the devil went down to Georgia and a few more rednecks.
How about a few more rednecks?
Okay. These athletes can all be considered rednecks, according to whoever wrote the board here. Charlie Daniels edition. And it's Maller's Mountain of Money. So you got to get at least 100 points to tie, Matt. And these athletes all, as we said, could be considered the title of the category, rednecks. All right, 45 seconds on the clock. You're on your way, and go.
Closer for the Braves in the 90s. He pissed off a lot of Mets fans, talking about the way they were and how they talk about the people in New York.
John Smoltz?
Oh, no.
No.
This guy broke the Babe Ruth's single-season home run record. Left fielder for the Yankees. Right fielder for the Yankees.
Roger Maris.
Pitcher for the greatest pitcher in the postseason in history for the San Francisco Giants. He won 3 World Series. Currently plays for the
Buck Gardner.
Yeah. All right, you're tied.
Running back for the LA Raiders at Kansas City and an outfielder for the Kansas City Royals. 2-star athlete.
Jackson.
Yes, you get the lead.
The hit for
you went out of order.
Yeah.
But you got Roger Maris was the 60.1, Bumgardner was the 40.1, and Bo Jackson the 30.1.
John Rocker was who you were looking for.
Yeah.
Chris said the 7 train.
Yeah.
Queens, the whole thing. That was a long time ago. Probably before your time, Matt. But John.
All right, Rocker, we got to hurry up. We're running out of time. Devil went down to Georgia. The one of the best wrestlers of all time, Beach Guy, California Man. Catcher for the Giants. He ruined the collision at the plate.
Buster Posey.
Yes.
All right, tied.
He wore goggles on the Bulls,
hurry
the Michael
up.
Jordan Bulls.
Hurry up.
Horace Young.
No, no, that's not his last name.
No, it's a tie. It's a tie. It was Horace Grant. It's a tie. It's a tie.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.